Hens Reunited, written by Lucy Diamond and read by Beth Lilly.
Cheers to the hens!
Katie Taylor picked up her champagne flute and thrust it into the air. 7 flushed faces beamed back at her along the length of the restaurant table. Her best friends, Alice and Georgia, her younger sisters, Charlotte and Laura, 2 friends from work, and, down at the far end of the table, her future sister-in-law, Nikki. Cheers! The chorus came back as they all lifted their glasses and clinked them against each other.
Yay!
Added Alice, her apple cheeks shining in the candlelight.
Cheers to the blushing bride, too!
Katie adjusted the plastic silvery tiara on her head. It had slipped over one ear again, and slugged back a large mouthful of bubbly.
Well, I don't know about blushing, she said, cocking an eyebrow saucily, and everyone laughed.
Seriously, though, she said, suddenly feeling a lump in her throat. It's so great that you're all here for my hen night.
Tears pricked her eyes as she gazed at them, friends and family out together in the new TGI Fridays off the ring road. She thought for a moment she was going to start blubbing all over her chicken in a basket and dabbed at her eyes with the paper serviette.
Thanks, Alice and Georgia, for organising everything, she went on, her voice wobbling slightly as she raised her glass to each of them in turn. You're the best hens and bridesmaids a girl could ask for.
You haven't seen the strippogram yet,
Georgia teased, tossing her dark hair over one shoulder so that it fell down her back in a sleek, shining mass. She arched a perfectly plucked eyebrow.
You might not be saying that later, Alice grinned.
She's only winding you up, she told Katie,
dipping one of her fries in ketchup and swallowing it whole.
Yeah, I'm only joking, Georgia said and winked.
It's a gorillagram, really.
Big, butch and hairy. Just the way you like them, Katie.
Everyone giggled.
Really, Georgia? Asked Charlotte,
Katie's youngest sister, who was only 15 and thought Georgia the most glamorous creature ever to be seen in Wiltshire.
Is there really going to be a gorillagram?
She stared around eagerly, eyes wide, hoping for a glimpse of some male dangly bits to brag about to her friends at school. What with the Alcopop she tried for the first time in her life and the electric blue mascara that Laura had let her borrow, this was turning out to be the most exciting night she'd ever had. Georgia pursed her blood-red lips.
You never know, she said, tapping her nose confidingly.
Big, butch, hairy men aside, Alice said,
raising her glass in Katie's direction.
Here's to you, Mrs. Watkinson.
Oi, not yet,
Katie retorted, laughing.
I've got 1 week left of being Katie Taylor before I'm a Mrs. anything.
She allowed herself a secret shiver of excitement at the thought of the wedding next Saturday.
Mrs. Watkinson.
Mrs. Neil Watkinson.
It sounded so married, so grown up. She glanced down at her engagement ring, the gold glinting under the bright restaurant spotlights, and felt goosebumps breaking out along her arms.
I mean it, though. I'm having a fab night tonight. And I just know the wedding is going to be the best one ever.